Let us all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's all sing hymn 155. Sing hymn 155. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. From what may from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows strong, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air. Surely He remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain glen or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. In God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the smooth sea, though billows roll, give my soul. My heavenly Father watches over. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd guards His lonely sheep. Through the gloom, He'll lead me home. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, let's read Psalms 20. Psalms 20. Psalms 20, verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Verse 5, may we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Verse 6, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy haven with the saving might of his right hand. Verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Verse 8, they collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. Verse 9, O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call him. So in Psalms 20, as written in the superscript here, that to the choir master, a psalm of David. So this is a psalm that was written by David when he was in the day of his trouble. And this was his prayer. And he relied upon prayer to be able to pass a life of victory. And in this psalm, we can see that he prayed for, there were three times that it mentions that the Lord answered him. We see verse 1, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. And then the second one in verse 6, he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. And then the third one, verse 9, O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. And in these psalms, we can see also it mentions twice that it was accomplished. Let's see verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Then the second one in verse 5. May we shout for joy for over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Therefore, we can see this psalm tells us that true enough, if we pray, we will be able to be answered. So how are we to be able to be answered in our prayer? And during the days of trouble, when we call upon him, how are we to be sure that the Lord will listen to our petitions? So first of all, we must understand that the trouble that we face, for in this world, we will also have the days of our trouble, whether in our physical self, where we will suffer illnesses. In our knowledge, sometimes we also, we cannot do a lot of things. Even we ourselves are not able to attain it. And secondly, the environment too has its trouble. Just like now, we are facing disasters or even the trouble throughout. And all this is something that man is not able to be victorious over or to overcome. And thirdly, it is also the trouble that is brought about by the enemies. So this is something that we cannot avoid. It's something that we did not ask for, that other people may do wrong to us. And sometimes we also do not realize about this, but other people will add to our wrongdoings or so-called our sins. So through in this type of trouble, we are unable to be victorious. So secondly, how are we going to face these days of trouble? So in verse 7 tells us, so some people, they will trust in chariots and some in horses. But today we know that what we need to mention is to call upon the name of the Lord. That is the meaning of prayer. That is why in verse 1, David, when he met this trouble, he prayed that the Lord answer him in the day of trouble, and that the name of the God of Jacob will be able to protect him. So that is why today, in the days of our trouble, we need to pray to Him. Only by prayer we are able to overcome all this trouble that we face. Because in our prayer tells us, we are able to call upon the name of the Lord, to lift high upon His name. And in verse 1 here it says, may the name of the God of Jacob protect us. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. And in certain verses it tells us that the Lord will be able to lift us up so that we will be able to depart from this trouble. And then in verse 3, Psalms 22 verse 3, may He remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt offerings. So before we suffer, we are also able to have a heart willing to offer our sacrifices. Then the Lord will immediately deliver us from the day of trouble. For because at all on our normal days, we have loved Him and have also sacrificed to Him. So when we offer to the Lord, our Lord will also remember us. So all the more in the days of trouble, we are to call Him. And we are also to rely upon Him. In verse 5, may we shout for joy for over your salvation, and in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. So we have to rely upon the Lord to deliver us, to overcome this trouble. For the Lord's salvation will enable us to overcome, to be able to shout for victory or to shout for joy. So this is actually an experience of deliverance from the day of trouble. For we know that the Bible tells us, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again. So our Lord has saved us. He will enable us to rejoice. Therefore, this is actually our experience and also our testimony. And in the third part, now we shall see the third part, where that for our prayers to be answered, for our petitions to be answered by the Lord, there are several factors. So first of all, let's see verse 4. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. So the first one is that we have to pour out our heart to the Lord, to let the Lord know that we are praying to Him, that we are in much trouble. We pour out our sorrows to Him, just like in the Bible tells us of Hannah at that time, who did not have a child, but she poured out her grievances and sorrow before the Lord God, and at the end, her prayers were heard by the Lord God. So today, if our prayers is in accordance to the will of God, then whatever is in our heart would be fulfilled. And secondly, we have to totally trust upon the hand of the Lord that He will deliver us using His right hand. Psalms 22 verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving might of His right hand. So here we can see we have to totally rely upon the Lord. And now this is a testimony for us that we have really known that the Lord will definitely deliver us out of this trouble. And then the third one, let's see the third one in verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So here it tells us we are to completely rely upon the protection of God. Not just to mention the name of God, not other names, and the Lord will definitely be able to deliver us. And then the last one is we believe totally that the Lord will come to fulfill, and after we have entrusted upon the Lord, therefore we need not worry anymore. In the days of our trouble, we entrust all things to the Lord God. Of course, today in our life, it is inevitable we have to face much trouble. But yet, through the experience of David here, this has indeed brought much comfort for us, especially today when we are facing trouble. that this testimony, this experience of David, if it were to be put upon us, we are also able to experience the grace, the salvation of the Lord. So this is also telling us that if we pray to the Lord in our lives, we entrust to Him, we put out before Him, and we totally trust in Him. Just as just now we have sung the hymn 155 tells us that the Lord will care for us. So that is why our Apostle Paul also tells us. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verses 6 to 8 to 7. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So this was also the experience of Paul, that here he tells us we are not to be anxious for nothing. That's why in our life, yes, we have our worries, we have our trouble. But in all these things, we need not be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request, let our request be made known to Him. So when we have entrusted to Him, then we will be able to experience the peace of God. And this peace of God is a peace which surpasses all understanding. It's beyond our knowledge and wisdom. Even though we may be knowledgeable and wise in this world, but yet the peace that the Lord Jesus gives us is beyond what is in man, what is the knowledge of man. And this peace will be able to guard our hearts and minds in our Lord Jesus. That is why even Elder Peter also tells us to cast our cares upon Him. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's see verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. So indeed our Lord will care for us. Therefore today, just as David has said, we pray that the Lord will answer us in the day of trouble. And we pray that the name of the Lord God, the Lord will protect us. And this help will come from the sanctuary and He will give us support. So as long as we trust in Him. So that is why finally at that time in Psalms 22 verse 9. So that time David had cried upon the Lord and said, O Lord, save the king. May He answer us as we call upon Him. So we will now reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we call upon the Lord to help us so that in this, of course, we thank God that during this period of time, the Lord has also been preserving us. But we continue to seek the protection, the guidance, and the preservation of our Lord God Almighty. You know, at the same time, we also don't forget to pray for our brothers and sisters, our members, our friends who are also suffering, whether physically or whether they are weak spiritually. May the Lord also strengthen them in the midst of these troubled times, in the midst of these difficult times. May the Lord deliver. May the Lord also shower His blessings. At the same time, we also pray for our church. We also pray for our nation. Shall we now, in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. All glory to God. God bless.